Most of us recognize the name Napoleon Bonaparte as that of a famous French general. But for the residents of Concordia, Kansas, that name may mean something quite different. It's an intriguing link to one very famous building, and it's today's American countryside. Brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. In the early 1900s, the city of Concordia, Kansas, was in need of a venue suitable for men, women, and children to watch plays, opera, and other performances. Susan Sutton says a leading citizen answered the call.
Finally, a wealthy banker here locally said, "All right, I'll build it for you." And so Colonel Napoleon Bonaparte Brown asked for bids, and on the day the bids were to be opened, there were no bids.
So he turned the contracting over to his son to make sure the venue was built in 1907. It began to attract top performances.
Concordia had four rail lines coming into it, and the traveling troops from Broadway shows came through here, so the troops could come from New York, and they always said that this was the best stop between St. Louis and Denver.
After nearly 110 years, the theater has been renovated and is still hosting performances. One item is oft talked about among visitors.
Well, one thing that really strikes people when they walk in the door is the painted curtain, the drop curtain that has Napoleon Bonaparte on a horse. And this is what the son gave to his dad on opening night, which I always like to mention, that what do you get a man who has everything? A drop curtain.
The Brown Grand remains grand. Quite a sight to see after a century of events. Traveling the countryside in Concordia, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.